Thank you. Thank you to Jimmy, Joan. Is it Dawn? Dawn, your help. I really appreciate this opportunity to read tonight. What color? What color? Excessive, abnormal, inadmissible, tones too hot, too violent, not restrained enough. Sometimes he was a terrible brute. Eugene Millet regarding Vincent van Gogh. Of course he raped the canvas. Heap brilliant colors thick as poultices on white stretchers, rough to the touch. Sunflowers tug at their stems and pulsate from dark centers. At the road's crest, black crows smeared to crosses against a cobalt sky. Burls, tumoring trunks acquire peculiar beauty, and twisted cypress limbs ring out their songs, rain falling slantwise into ochre. His straw-hatted sower plants dragon's teeth in fields where nothing grows true. Yellow-spotted fever blights leaves, the skin of his forehead, a melon lamp swinging over tables in a bar room with blood-red walls. A potato explodes like a grenade. Mulberry branches blaze all fire and wings. The wrinkled tongues of empty work boots wave their owner across an invisible threshold. Gardens swim in molten lava, form into solid pools of entrails whose hues hurt the eyes. Shades so acute, they geyser from a tortured inner nature. Failed preacher, scorned lover, throw to the voiceless, he detonates the spectrum in language plain enough for a child and burrows so deep into the pulse, it erupts into praise. The next one is for my other better half, my husband Mark. Fortuitous chains. Consider causality, the house that Jack built, the old lady who swallowed a fly, rows of dominoes and games of mousetrap, Newton certain in his assertion that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Watch children on a seesaw play pinball without slamming or tilting the frame on its legs. Conjure the weight of ballast that must be tossed over the ledge to make a balloon land smoothly. Feel the string unwinding from a kite, or humidity pressing down on your body, stretch the length of a mattress, or the G-forces of a roller coaster as cars drop and turn. How does it happen that after all these years, you are here before me, that we have fallen together? The foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the shin bone, and so on. Turning down so many roads, one has no concept of arrival and has lost the desire to go back. So proceeding becomes its own end, a chord progression that seeks a coda, resolution. But this is like an ordering and numbering of stars. Who can date them precisely or say which may have come from the same source? The alphabet, how did it start? Once numbers were in use, vowels first. Consider the effect of tongue upon sound, the emotions one hopes to inspire in another, the words that cannot be returned to the speaker. It is all a big how-to book or map with individual interpretations exerting a sort of linear authority. You make a young man flip pennies, place pegs in holes, write his name 20 times on a sheet of lined paper to improve his fine motor skills. But will this quicken the nerve impulse and pave the way for further learning? Consider how civilization emerged. Out of what need stone was cut and hauled to create the pyramids. Consider ropes, the wheel, then pulleys. Consider that first spark of fire, hands reaching toward light, then recoiling with the knowledge of pain. Consider clothing, from diapers to three-piece suits, as a reaction to nakedness. Toward what point are we evolving? I need you with me in the sea of chaos to keep from drowning. What lit in you has now ignited in me, and we are bound by the same ring of fire in this too brief encounter, this lake on which we dance toward possibility. Food and shelter are necessities, but greater than these is love. Your face waiting behind the door at the end of the day, your hair sprawled across the pillow as I pull back sheets and sense that nearness that proclaims our being of substance. Yes, consider causality, one hand touching another on impulse, and the electricity between them, how that may one day beget a child or amass wealth, or at least stay the world's intrusions for a space. Consider a mouth open just so, might let the soul escape in waves curling one after another along the horizon's light. Consider how hours follow until day sinks into darkness again, how the bell tolls and echoes, how even the most decisive gesture is mimicry. I have time, or am I done? One more short one? How about short? Short? One more short. Okay. Cool. The color of love. In our life, there is a single color, as on an artist's palette, which provides the meaning of life and art. It is the color of love. Marc Chagall. Hue of sun, light lengthens along the horizon, ignites the breath of memory, reflects a face, fringes of lashes, shadow cheek, hair flames, a bright filament incandesces. Finch's wings retreat to autumn trumpets. Desire wells to fill. Two blue eyes seize. A chalice lifts. No words clothe rising spirits. Wild saffron floods, blonde afterburning. This is what Prometheus stole. All Hephaestus could not keep. Radiance so holy, it blinds us. And I would like to now introduce Christine Dorian Michael, who is a wonderful poet and the most empathetic friend.